Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank, he's ready, and I'm ready, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, animal protein alternatives. So we're going to get into that and what our options are there that will be more palatable than what the UN is recommending. And we got some other things we'll talk about, plus our quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and mind the time it grows short. So today puts us in our Psalms 101. It says, "He that works deceit shall not dwell within my house, and he that tells lies shall not tarry in my sight." And Proverbs 19 says, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall perish. All good promises from the Lord, of course. You probably know some people that speaks about. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because that is the way, and time grows short. Mind that time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, so, all right, so, Frank, I'm trying to do the quack report, honey. Okay, so let's get started. COVID vaccines are in the news. Apparently, a 19-year-old is hospitalized in intensive care after he got the second dose of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. So the Pfizer Moderna coronavirus vaccines, they cause a lot of inflammation and they cause a lot of problems to the cardio system. A lot of antigen-specific immune responses happening there, and an immune system is responding with inflammation because the vaccines will seed all your cells with the COVID virus, so the body attacks those cells, which would be you. So you're not really doing your natural immune system a favor with this, but we're seeing the death rate tick up with these things, the ones that are being reported. So with this, this is Dr. Andohai Faro. He's a medical director. He said that the young man in question had symptoms that started right after he was vaccinated, but he wasn't hospitalized with full-blown myocarditis until 5 days later. After he received the second dose of the Pfizer experimental mRNA inoculation, the young man then experienced accelerated heartbeat, shortness of breath, sharp pains in his left arm. So he's having a heart attack. Yeah. And so they confirmed this was a sudden reaction. Blood tests confirmed that his heart is severely inflamed. 19. More damage being done there. Moving along. Currently, as of February 3rd, to the VAERS Vaccine Reporting Adverse Event Reporting System, 271 deaths and 10,000 serious adverse reactions from the coronavirus vaccine so far. Let's see. 94 people have died when getting the Moderna vaccine, and 179 have died getting the Pfizer vaccine. So now it's estimated the adverse event reporting system for vaccines only picks up about 1% of the total vaccine injuries. So only 1% are getting reported and logged in. So the true figure is probably much higher. Yeah. Also, scientists test the new COVID-19 vaccine, and they have a question. Scientists are concerned that the mutated COVID virus makes the COVID vaccine less effective. Therefore, they're going to do an experiment with the vaccines. This is out of London. Researchers are beginning human trials in which volunteers will receive an initial dose of one vaccine and then the booster shot from a different COVID vaccine, from a different manufacturer. They said they want to see if this strategy, which is called prime boost vaccination strategy, could produce a more effective immune response against the virus using two shots instead of just using two shots from a single vaccine. All right, so this is University of Oxford. They have 820 volunteers for this trial. Let's pray for them. So they're going to get the Pfizer with vaccine dose initially. That's the one that's really got serious problems. And then they're going to be followed up with the Moderna. They plan to test this vaccine strategy. My question is, could it be that when they mix and match, this is a mix and match vaccine approach, I guess, are they trying to cut down on the number of adverse events? You know, because the events are ticking up there. All right, well, last but not least in the quack report, researchers are evaluating the efficiency of using natural plant products for disinfecting surfaces. This was a study of researchers in India, and their publication and their work was published in the Journal of Aviorindai Integrative Medicine. So over there, they use a lot of natural herbs over there. That's pretty common for them over in that environment in India. And they use a lot of these herbs to disinfect with. So they were testing garlic's ability to disinfect, your favorite herb there, Frank. And so they used it on a glass slide that had been contaminated with three strains of staph infection that were antibiotic resistant. And so it killed the staph. And they also report that just 3 grams of garlic did that. They also tested turmeric, carom seeds, loban powder, and a variety of other for antibacterial busting of colony-forming bacteria units. So, yeah. So, definitely, garlic is the bomb. Well, it's antiviral, fungal, bacterial, it's very broad spectrum. I love it. So do you, Frank. You use it all the time. So, and that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Alright, so we're going to be talking about some animal protein alternatives. You've probably been hearing this a little bit squeaking out in the news, in the mainstream media. You know, because next to oxygen and water, protein is what our bodies need, and it's a real important element for maintaining good health. So all of our tissues, our bones, even our nervous system is composed of protein. And too many of us really don't eat the right foods to provide the right kind of protein that we need to function healthy. So without enough protein, we can't really maintain healthy muscles, blood, skin, hair, nails, heart, and our brain. So without our protein, your arterial walls will get weak, and we can have loose teeth and have joints and ligament problems. But, you know, the environmentalists now, along with some other organizations, want sustainability protein sources so we can have our protein intake, but, you know, and save the planet at the same time. And they're suggesting that we eat insects instead of animal foods for our protein. So I thought we'd check this out in some of our bugless options. How's that? So let's look at the bug protein. Now, in 2013, if you recall, Frank, I reported on this. This was the UN, the WHO, and some other organizations. They were suggesting to combat world hunger that the world should start eating insects for protein. So according to the United Nations, more than 2 billion people globally supplement their meals with insects. So I know that in some areas of the world, restaurants even serve bug delicacies. You know, it's a thing over there. So a plate of bugs with a pretty garnish, really not very appetizing to me. But in some cultures, it's a delicacy. So the Western countries now, including the United States, it's going to be a hard sell. Bug entree is going to be a hard sell, as most people in the West see that as pretty disgusting. Yeah, right? In the Western world, we spray inside restaurants to kill bugs, not serve them to the customers. Yet in the UN is really pushing arguments why the world should trade their hamburger for a bug feast instead. So the UN is calling for restaurants to add bug foods to their menu and advertise insects as being more nutritional, containing high protein and healthy fat, and also minerals. So the UN is calling on the food industry to include insects in their recipes and therefore raise the status so that people see insects as a food instead of as a pest. So that would mean, you know, changing the kind of status quo on how many bug parts are allowed in foods, you know, because FDA has rules on that. So according to the FDA, a chocolate bar contains about 60 insect pieces, which would be safe for human consumption. 61 parts, probably not safe. See, so it makes you kind of wonder, when you're reading your ingredient labels and they list protein, what exactly does that contain? Let's read some of the quotes from the UN report. They say eating more insects could help fight world hunger, boost nutrition, reduce the pollution. They said crickets, for example, need 12 times less feed than cattle to produce the same amount of protein. The ammonia emissions associated with insect farming are far lower than conventional livestock, such as cows or pigs. They go on to say insects are everywhere, and they reproduce quickly. They have a high growth and feed conversion rate with a very low environmental footprint. And then they also conclude that the use of insects on a large scale as a feed ingredient is technically feasible, and some established companies in various parts of the world are already doing it. Oh. Huh. So some of your prepackaged foods? That's what I'm saying. What does that protein ingredient really mean? So we got this transition. This is in 2006 at the International Association for Agricultural Economists. They had a meeting, and there was a professor there, Professor Popkin. He's from the University of North Carolina. He was saying that the most overweight and undernourished people ever in the history of mankind is what we have today. So at the time, Professor Popkin reported that 300 million people were obese, 800 million undernourished, and 1 million overweight in America. And he made this stark comparison that we had transitioned from a starving world to an obese one, and it's all accelerating. Now, the British are kind of fighting the same health problems the Americans are, and the London Times did a report that 2 million Brits are malnourished, overweight, and just too fat. So the experts are saying the numbers are closer to really 4 million British. So the average British diet is too high in fat, salt, and calories with very little nutrition, a lot of empty calories there. Even though food is plentiful, our bodies are kind of starving, they're saying. So during World War II, here's a comparison. During World War II, the British received coupon books, which they traded for their ration of eggs, milk, flour, canned fruit, and meat. In 1939 to 1945, there was a food rationing system in Britain, and the people had more nutrition than they do today, they said. Well, and what they're saying is only 20% of the population is really considered healthy. That's scary. Foods high in calories but low in protein make the body convert muscle and other vital tissue to energy. Some of your hormones are proteins, such as your thyroid hormone and insulin, which are necessary to control growth, your sexual development, and your metabolic rate. So many today are kind of worried that your pH level, they're worried about that, and they don't really realize that protein protects the blood and your tissues of the body from becoming too acidic or too alkaline. So I hear a lot of concerns from people also. They talk about feeling bloated and protein with minerals usually found, well, the real minerals are found in not processed salt, but your Celtic salt. You want 84 microminerals, get the Celtic salt. And the salt helps regulate water balance in the body, so water and salt counter-regulatory in the human system. So when we don't have protein and we lack the right nutrients, we are weakening the immune system, which would give infectious disease an invitation. So our digestive function is really compromised, with malnutrition, and disease is then magnified. So when we don't get our protein and our vitamins and minerals and amino acids, we have skin problems, we have bleeding gums, hair loss, weak muscles, swollen abdomen, and problems with our thyroid, anemia, and a host of other illnesses. Now, a majority of the people that are surveyed often tell us that 20% of adults eat the recommended 5 daily portions of fruits and vegetables. Five. So they're not getting fruits and vegetables at lunch and dinner, but they may get a little fruit cup for breakfast, or maybe they're just having coffee. You know. So here's some new research. This was published January 2021 in the International Journal of Biological Macromolecules, and they were stating, get this, that marine blue-green algae is a healthy human superfood. And they reported that the algae is an alternative protein food source that is environmentally friendly and is very sustainable. So their research was done in Australia at Flinders University Center of Marine Bioproduct Development. They also stated that consumers were looking for healthier protein foods with a lot less unhealthy fat in them. So we're also being told that there is a worldwide meat shortage and that algae could fill this gap. So due to the nuclear mishaps, marine algae from the ocean is not an option. So they're looking at farm-raised algae instead of from the ocean. So, however, the cultivation of algae is kind of under a change where, you know, science can't leave anything alone, but they are creating strategies to develop a variety of algae nutritional profiles, such as a carbohydrate dominant type that they could make into chips. So today freshwater algae raised protein is called spirulina and chlorella. Okay, we've mentioned this before, and they're already included in things in stores like pasta and some drinks and beverages. You just read about it. So the algae contains these long chain omega-3 fatty acids, which are very essential for brain and heart function. Okay, here is a quote from the Australia University. This is from Professor Christian Hyman, who says microalgae can be sustainably harvested and converted into eco-friendly superfoods. Well, how can we get a body food that's a safe organic alternative? Well, what if for some reason you couldn't get the right amount of protein, no matter how hard you try? Or maybe you can't adjust that lifestyle to include enough nuts, seeds, beans, the healthy meats, and so forth. Well, you're going to want to have on hand a healthy protein with mineral, vitamin, fatty acid sources in it, and preferably with a long shelf life, right? And it won't require preservatives or flavorings or refrigeration. So what are the chances of you finding something like that? Well, you will find just that. It's a product at Apothecary Herbs, and you can utilize the protein, the natural pycnogenol, the vitamins, the minerals, and amino acid in their powdered vitamin mix. It's from plants, and they do have the chlorella and spirulina in it. It's all organic, protein-rich plants, blue-green algae, and it has a 5-year shelf life. Yeah, don't need to refrigerate it either. So just one scoop of this stuff, you can add it to juice, water, smoothies. It's going to boost your nutritional content as well as your energy level, help your immune system, and also lift your mood. You'll just feel better. You'll just feel really great. So this product is called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's one of the most popular items they have. It's at Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call to order at 866-229-3663. Now, their international number, if you can't get through on the toll-free, is 828-469-5972. That's where your healthcare options are endless, folks. And this is a portable and lightweight protein option for you, complete with your mineral profile, amino acids, fatty acids, vitamins, amino acids, healthy for your nervous system especially. So, and it comes in a variety of sizes. So you can get portable stand-up pouches of it, great for taking a work or on a trip. And they also have the month and two-month family size containers if you want to get the big ones. So they have a free product catalog if you want to get their catalog. You can visit them online as well, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And this is a good time to take advantage of their Valentine's Day sale. It's 25%. You're going to save 25% on orders of $50 or more. You want to use the coupon HEART21. So HEART for Valentine's Day, and it's 2021, so HEART21. But the sale will end on the 20th, February 20th, so you want to take advantage of that. And by the way, some restrictions apply, so some items may not be included in the sale. You can just call or go on their website at thepowerherbs.com. More details are up there on the site. Let's read just one little feedback review on the body food mix. This is from Glenda Hollowell in Mary Neal, Texas. She says, my weight is coming back down to normal. My energy is back, and my skin is looking better. The Body Foundation food mix is also great as a supplement. So a lot of people get introduced to that product when they do their cleanses, you know, their organ cleanses, but you can use the body food mix anytime. So, you know what, Frank? You know what? I just talked to a person the other day. They said it removes a hangover. They said it's amazing. So I'm not recommending you guys go get too much alcohol and get a hangover, but I was just never heard that before. So the body food mix removes a hangover. Well, it's another benefit right there. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Check them out. Get a free catalog. And the catalog's just flying out of there, too. They're going to have to order some new ones soon. What'd you say, Frank? Oh, Frank's going to test the body food mix for a hangover? Really, Frank? You don't need to do that. I mean, I wouldn't. But I just thought it was interesting. I never heard that before. As a feedback on that item. Oh, if you're on the website, do sign up for their free online newsletters that go out each week. No subscription fee. You just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. It is delivered by email, so you have to have an email address to receive the newsletters. So the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out towards the end of the week. So if you wanted to get a Health Quest, sign up today, and then you can get one this week at thepowerherbs.com. All righty. So I thought we're going to be taking a little break here in a minute, but we're going to be talking about some vaccine requirements if you're going into hospital care. We've talked about this before, but I think it's time to reiterate this little-known fact. People don't realize that this is happening.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to
to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Hey, we're back here in Herb Talk, and we're talking about some patient requirements when you go for hospital care. You know, more reports are kind of surfacing on the adverse reactions patients of all ages encounter after they get inoculated with a type of vaccine. And according to Health Impact News, nurses are trying to warn people that if you're admitted to the hospital, the new documents include giving a blanket permission for doctors or nurses to treat you with what are called biologic therapies or biogenic therapies. So you want to look for that in your admission documents. So the documents really do not actually list the type of biological treatment or give any names of the medicines. So the biologic treatments are in this category, and they can entail some very dangerous and harmful substances. So biological weapons fall into this category. that the military use. However, few would want to think that a hospital, the doctors or nurses would administer anything to them that would be harmful. And they would if they thought it was a beneficial treatment, and that's what doctors and nurses are told. So I would remind people that there was once a time in the legal physician healthcare industry that bloodletting was thought to be beneficial to lower blood pressure. So we're going to see what's happening here in the hospital care. So let's say you go to the hospital and, you know, you may be there. It's an emergency, of course. Maybe it's a trauma case. You're upset. You're anxious, emotional. Nobody wants to sit there and read stuff. And, of course, they already know that. People don't read stuff, you know. They just sign online. It's the same thing. They'll just agree, right? You got to read stuff because the devil is in the details. So if you find yourself being admitted to the hospital and you see these admission documents, maybe you have a legal representative there with you. You're just told to sign. And to give permission, you're not going to be treated until you sign the documents. So somebody with authority has to sign those documents. And your treatments could include vaccinations. So patients are verbally asked when they're admitted if they are up to date on their vaccines, including influenza vaccines. So if they say they're not, well, then an immediate order is going to be entered into the computer system, and it generates an order for treatment. Patients aren't told the vaccines are an option. They're told they're mandatory. So why are you going to the hospital and you're being admitted, that's not really important. Whether you're there for a trauma case or for scheduled surgery, to give birth, take tests, or donate an organ, it doesn't really matter. So once you've been given the hospital your consent to treat you with biologics like vaccines, the hospital is not obligated to inform you if they're going to give you a vaccine and which vaccine they're going to give you. So your waiver seems to have removed the medical hospital's responsibility of informed consent on this treatment. And you may need to request copies of your medical record to see if you can find out what they gave you. Michelle Roten. She's a registered nurse. She says this, quote, since the ACA nurses are required to ask every patient upon admission if they have had a flu vaccine or a pneumonia vaccine. If the patient says no, an order is entered into the computer for staff to give those vaccinations. A physician's signature on the order is waived due to hospital policy through the health department and the ACA. So, really ask questions if you're going to the hospital. Hopefully, you won't have to go to the hospital. And what was really interesting, what this nurse was saying is, this was a disturbing trend, according to Nurse Roten. She says hospitals are following the CDC's vaccine schedules, and they're vaccinating premature babies in the neonatal intensive care unit. She reports that vaccines cause life-threatening adverse reactions for these infants. And what is extremely disturbing to this nurse is that the medical professionals know the treatment is harmful, but it's become some sort of inside joke to the staff. Something's wrong with these people, Frank. You know, they're demonic. You know, when I hurt an innocent baby that's under duress already, being premature. Now, some medical professionals are admitting that patients and parents are not given informed consent on their vaccines that are being used. Now, in Pennsylvania, there was a group of medical professionals that created a health chapter called Talk About Curing Autism, and they met monthly to share information. So the nurses in the group use a phone app called Periscope to keep up on the forced flu vaccines and what's being used in U.S. hospitals. So this dedicated chapter is very active, and they're developing solutions to help make people more aware of what's being targeted, and those in the pro-vaccine agenda movement are being informed as well. So, you know, you got to have that information, but, you know, in this age of misinformation, this age of censorship, it's kind of tough. Well, let's look at the medical advice. So the nurses are pushing, they're pushing, against this biological treatment. They think it's really not a healthy solution for anyone. So they're looking at options, and they're advising the public that they need to read the admission documents very carefully, and if they, especially if they don't want to be vaccinated, and then what they need to do is write on the document no vaccines and make this known to the medical staff, not just the admission employees. Personally, I don't know, Frank, this is what I would do. I would draw a line through the sentence that mentions biological treatments, and I would say strike. That's what they do in legal documents, like your legislators. They draw a line through something and say strike, and then you could write a little notation, say, you know, C notation or whatever, and say no biological treatments, no vaccines whatsoever, and all treatments need to be approved by me. Okay? I want to tell you that if you go to the hospital, people get pushed around a lot. You need to stand up and say, hey, I'm the patient, I'm paying this hospital bill, and I'm going to tell you what for. Right? If you don't want visitors, say no visitors. Right? If there's something you don't want or do want, you say something. And by the way, do you know, Frank, you do not have to be discharged to leave the hospital? Patients are held over past noon to be discharged so they can add another day to their bill. But you don't have to be discharged by your doctor to leave the hospital. You are not a captive at the hospital. Right? Yeah, you can leave whenever you want. Well, let's look at some of the biologics. In the category of biologics, other than bioweapons and vaccines, you're going to find also experimental drugs, and synthetic drugs are listed under biologics. So biologic treatments are normally very complex mixtures which are not easily identified. So biochemical engineer Dr. Brian Hooker of Redding University, California, and also a gastrointestinal surgeon, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, they have filed documents of scientific fraud regarding the CDC cover-up of the research proving mercury in vaccines causes neurological damage in autism. So apparently there seems to be evidence that suggests the CDC knew mercury was detrimental to the human brain, but proceeded anyway. So Dr. Hooker and Wakefield, along with two congressmen, sent documents to the CDC demanding the cover-up documents. So the information they did obtain showed that the CDC received an internal report showing 400,000 infants between 1991 and 1997 proved that mercury caused autistic condition and was confirmed by an epidemiological physician, Dr. Thomas Verestaten. So the report from 1995 that was titled Increased Risk of Developmental Neurological Impairment After High Exposure to Thermosol Containing Vaccine Mercury in the First Month of Life was made available to the CDC officials. Yet the public was repeatedly reassured thermosol mercury in vaccines did not present neurological adverse reactions. So you can actually check out the statement. It's in the Congressional Record, May 1st, 2003. Here is what it said in part. We are not ever going to come down the autism is a true side effect. So they're not wanting to admit it. This is what the CDC, we're never going to come down and admit autism is a true side effect, according to Dr. Marie McCormick, director and chair of the CDC National Institute of Health. No, we're never going to admit that. So Oh, and by the way, Dr. Marie McCormick, who was the former director of the CDC, guess what? She's now president of Merck's vaccine division. They purchase over $4 billion of vaccines every year. So when scientists look at these charts, such as this was Dr. Paul King, you have to wonder if any of the documents are factual in the reports, like on influenza vaccines. So here's something Dr. Paul King says. In your regular flu shot, Frank, regular flu shot, it has 51,000 parts per billion worth of mercury, which is 25,000 times the EPA's limit for mercury in drinking water. But they inject that right into your bloodstream. So we typically find 2 parts per million of mercury in drinking water. 250 parts per billion is the maximum mercury in tuna. And 500 parts per billion is contaminated fish. Can't have that. Additionally, you're going to want to know that the thermosol-derived ethyl mercury that they use in vaccines is a scientifically well-known mitochondrial toxin to the human brain cells. So your brain cells have mitochondria in them, just like your other cells in your body. So it's a toxin to your brain cells. So there's also a list of other damages that you get from mercury after it leaves the brain. Then it travels to the digestive tract and it causes damage there and also damages your immune system. So when people decide to educate themselves and they find that the mercury in vaccines is inorganic, therefore it causes long-term damage to your system and it lodges in your tissues. So initially the mercury in a vaccine goes to your brain, messes with your mind, your tissue there, and then it travels to the colon and lodges in the colon. So what's really difficult to accept is that the medical professionals professing to protect life have willfully destroyed lives, and they did it for prestige, power, money. And some doctors are still in ignorant world, and they just read the promotional literature by the drug companies, and they don't delve into any of this. So the people in charge of your government-sponsored health organizations and your pharmaceutical companies have actually conspired together in this regard. And they can be described as, well, a Judas who betrayed humanity with a kiss called healthcare. Yeah. So armed with the knowledge, why would anyone let the health department doctor or nurses near them with a vaccine? So, more importantly, why are hospitals mandating more vaccines be given to staff and to patients? Well, the more that is uncovered on your vaccines, the more we question if scientific medicine isn't more quackery than science. CDC epidemiological Dr. Thomas Vasterton proved that there's a very high risk of autism, sleep disorders, and speech disorders associated with thermosol exposure and vaccine. I want to add to that, they're talking about disorders. I think eye disorders are there. Dyslexia, you know, where you read words backwards. I think that's all in the mix here. Now, toddlers are waking up repeatedly at night these days as if they were newborns, having difficulty learning to speak understandable words on time. They're delayed. Their development's delayed. Doctors will tell patients it's completely normal. The children obtain normal sleep patterns and speech at different ages. It's not to be alarmed if the child is exhibiting these behaviors past the age of 5. Well, I don't know, Frank. You didn't have kids, but I had three kids. My kids were breastfed, and they were all sleeping through the night before they were 4 months old. So I don't know what parents are doing. They're very sleep deprived if their kids are getting up like they were newborns every few hours around the clock. Can you imagine? So you want to protect yourself. You do. You definitely want to do that. Because we live in a time where we get a lot of deception. And you have to have discernment. You have to do your homework. And you can't just trust anybody to tell you anything truthful anymore. It's really bad. We live in the evil day, according to Scripture. And deception would be listed there. See. So doctors are recommending treatments they read about in their medical journals. And these medical journal articles are totally, a lot of it's fabricated fraud paid for by the drug companies. And the pharmaceutical companies do. And, you know, it's sad that a lot of the editors in these journals are paid off, you know, to look the other way, you know, because none of these articles, what was it? There was one doctor, that German doctor, said about 50% of the journal articles are fraud now. What does that say about your healthcare prescription drugs and treatments then? If 50%, let's just think about that. If he's right, 50% of your journal articles are made up, you know, garbage, you know, to sell a drug that doesn't perform, or worse, too toxic and it may hurt you. And a lot of these, we've talked about this, a lot of these studies that get published and they don't get, jerked, reversed, you know, as being unethical, well then, later down the road, people will pull that study and use it as a platform for their new research. So you got level upon level, you got decades then of research has a basis that started out to be totally fabricated. Goodness. Could that be the reason, Frank, that people aren't well, really? They're propped up by drugs, and they don't feel good taking the drugs, and they have all these side effects. And people think, you know, hey, drugs for life, you know, helps me get through the day. But there'll come a day when you're not going to be getting through your day because you're not doing anything to heal the body. You're just dealing with a symptom. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have a free catalog for you. If you're looking for herbal options for everyday problems, they're the guys to call. Get their catalog. They specialize in immune boosting and support, metabolic support, and organ cleansing. So get those toxins out of the body. Pull out those heavy metals. Talking to a couple of people recently that they had, they went to someone who they thought was experienced in removing the mercury fillings in their teeth. And you have to be really careful when you do that because you don't want to expose that mercury to the blood system when that's being done. And if it does, you're going to have a world of problems. And a lot of them do. They have health issues come up after they have it done. So a lot of those metals migrate to the bowel. So bowel cleansing is going to be really important to you. Pull those heavy metals out. Radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues. What are you holding on to that stuff for? And there's herbs that do that. They draw that stuff out. So there's herbs that can pull snake venom right out of your skin. Amazing. Indians used it. But, you know, we've just ignored a lot of this stuff God says in His Bible. Herbs are here for the healing of the nations and the service of man. And it's right under our nose, but we've kind of gotten off that path where we think science knows better. I think medical science is necessary for trauma, but obviously we've got metabolic imbalances that require people to be on drugs for life, and that's just not what we should be doing. an imbalance is need to be corrected. But there's really very little money in healing people that way. See, so you've got this big corporation now called healthcare, and it's owned by the drug companies pretty much, because the drug companies are the ones that pay and publish the medical textbooks for the doctors in medical school. So they're indoctrinated from day one. So you've got this industry that wants a continuous line of patients so they can sell a bunch of drugs to. So managing your disease is more lucrative than healing you of your disease. So definitely we got to be smarter. We got to start saying, hey, that's not a cure. Don't you have anything that'll cure this? Well, of course, all the doctors have been trained to prescribe, and they'll say there is no cure. Well, there is. You got into this boat of imbalance somehow, so you got to look at what triggered it. And a lot of times it's a lack of minerals. This is what I'm saying. It's a lack of minerals that causes a chain reaction of imbalance. So we've stripped all the minerals necessary for electrolyte balance from our salt, because we process it to death, and then it's just sodium chloride, and that's bad for you, and it just messes up your blood pressure. But real salt has 84 microminerals in it, and they're cardiovascular friendly. And they're good for your cells and helps balance fluids. So it's a huge, huge thing to have a whole food salt. It's huge to your metabolism, to your body, to your health, your well-being, your longevity. It's like an essential thing that we just forgot about. So if you were looking for some whole food Celtic sea salt with the microminerals still in it, sun-dried, so when you artificially dry salt with heat, either distilling or with ovens, it turns it white and all that minerals kaput. So you want a salt that's not stark white, it's off-white, grayish color. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a bunch of it, so you can get it. And you'll be amazed how your cell chemistry is going to respond to minerals that you don't have and you need. So plus, when we look at our crops, they're not grown in a healthy way anymore. They're starved for minerals, so we have 50% less minerals in the food. So you can see where the problem is. Take the water away, we're a pile of minerals, and we don't have the ability to put those minerals back in because of the way they conventionally grow stuff. So that means you got to get a whole food salt. That means you got to use certified organic foods, grains, everything. It could cost more, but your health is going to respond. Your body's going to respond. So definitely we have to do more these days. So check out the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have herbs that are packed full of nutrition by nature. Chemistry is done by God, and they help bridge the gap and help balance things. That's what the body heals itself once you get the right nutrition in it. And just try not to mess it up again and go back to really bad lifestyles. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The website's The Power Herbs, because you're going to take the power back. That's what you're doing. That's what you're going to do. And Dr. Moms out there, you keep doing a good work. Dr. Moms out there, they know. They're looking for these solutions that are healthy, without side effects, without risk. And by the way, a lot of natural things out there protect you from COVID, protect you from shingles, protect you from Ebola. It's just that you're not being told about it. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their catalog, sign up for the newsletters, and you'll be told and informed. And I can see by the clock we're out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.